12, and now we come to our feature item, which this week is taken from TNF Soundings and is titled Finding Your Way in the VI World. There are two inspiring stories of how family support has helped people overcome the challenges of getting around with visual impairment. It's been written by Fiona and is read by Heather.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Heather with two stories written by Fiona about how family support is helping people meet the challenges of visual impairment. First, we're off to Nigeria, where 15 years ago, a neighbour visited Elizabeth Akuwu in Plateau State, Nigeria, to congratulate her on the birth of her son. But she claimed that the one-week-old baby was eyeing her. The infant's mother laughed off the comment. How could a week-old baby eye anyone? Elizabeth wondered. But in an interview with Punch Healthwise, a newspaper which focuses on public health and development in Nigeria, Elizabeth explained that when she tried to make eye contact with her son, Tinafi, the unsettling truth became clear. The baby's eyes would not follow her movements. There was no connection, no visual engagement that typically marks the early bond between mother and child. A visit to the doctor when Tinafi was 2 years old revealed a diagnosis of congenital nystagmus, a condition where the eyes make repetitive, uncontrolled movements, severely impairing vision, and there's no cure for this condition. Tinafi, however, soon revealed he was a boy who could rise to this challenge. Elizabeth asserted that every child, disabled or not, comes packed full with talents, while the parent's job is to discover and nurture those gifts. Overcoming bullying at school and with Elizabeth's encouragement, Tinafi's childhood curiosity soon embraced technology. His passion crystallised in primary four when a teacher introduced him to computer programming. Talking to Punch Healthwise, he explained, after computer class or any time I'm free, I would go to his office and ask him questions about different stuff and ask him to teach me. Through tutorials, online courses and teaching himself to code, Tinafi's knowledge led him to begin designing apps for other people with visual impairments. Tinafi's first major app, T-Vision, emerged from a moment of frustration and fear. One day in secondary school, he needed to get to class, but no one was available to guide him. His school's large campus, dotted with drains and gutters, was treacherous terrain for someone with severely limited vision. Tinafi said, "I was just thinking to myself while going for the class, why not have an app that uses AI to just simply direct you and tell you when there are obstacles and what exactly to do, instead of always actively relying on human help?" And so his T-Vision app was born. T-Vision uses conversational artificial intelligence to guide visually impaired users. The app not only alerts users to obstacles and dangerous objects, but also provides step-by-step navigation to help them reach their destination. The teenager describes the app as a social companion and a compass, a visual guide or a visual assistant that is right there to help the visually impaired. Talking about his mum, Elizabeth, he said, "My mum always used to tell me that I'm not blind. She'd encourage me and say that I should never bother about these things. And honestly, that has really shaped who I have actually become as a person today." And now, in a different part of the world, we find another inspirational mother in Yonkers, New York. Speaking to Sarah Goldstein in an interview for Yahoo Life, mum Kiara Glanton explained how, when her daughter was 3 years old, everything changed. An autoimmune disease that had been affecting Kiana's vision for years reached a turning point. She was moving from visual impairment to legal blindness. As a single mum navigating New York City with a preschool daughter, she had to work out how to cope. Kiana discovered Lighthouse Guild, which for more than 200 years has provided care, technology, training and community to help people with vision loss to live life fully and independently. First, Kiana learned how to use a cane and invited her daughter to become her partner in navigating the world. Together, they developed a system of hand squeezes at pedestrian crossings and picked out bejeweled canes to match their outfits. The first thing I learned how to do was to use my cane to get my daughter back and forth to school, Kiana explained. My mobility instructor would let me hold my daughter on my left side and my cane in my right side. He taught me the skills, how to cross the street, how to listen for the traffic passing by, how to listen for the wind, feel the sun on my face, and to interpret east and west. And he taught my daughter as well. My daughter very early would squeeze my hand when the crossing signal would change. She would squeeze two hands if she felt she was unsure. So two squeezes, I'm not sure. One hand squeeze is, let's go, mummy. And this became part of the team effort to get us back and forth. I wanted to make sure she felt included and that she understood that she was important, but that mummy was the leader in this and we were going to do this together. Now, at 42, Kiana is the captain of Team USA's blind baseball team. She works full-time using adaptive technology and is raising her now 10-year-old daughter, who she calls her seeing eye daughter. Speaking about her daughter, Kiana said, "Motherhood has been a gift. I don't know what my life would look like if I wasn't her mum." This particular child is a reflection of possibility for someone who had an autoimmune disease, an impending visual impairment and blindness. This child didn't care and doesn't care about it. That's the last thing she thinks about. She thinks I'm cool.
TNF Soundings.